Hey everyone, welcome to the Six Figure Shift podcast. I'm your host, Peggy Ray James. More entrepreneurs want a business that allows them to work less and make more money. But how does that actually happen? It happens in the details and through intentional action. So in each episode, we'll be diving into business strategy, marketing, selling, and personal development to help you make the necessary shifts to create a six-figure business and beyond. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Hi guys, welcome back to the Six Figure Shift. Today we are chatting about prioritizing our business for growth. And if you've not listened to last week's episode, I'm going to encourage you to do that because it will complement this episode really, really well today. Now listen, a lot of things have to happen in order to grow the business that you want to grow. I never shy away from how many details that go into it. But sometimes there's these very simple things that we're not doing that if we just did those things, we would exponentially improve our growth and our revenue. And one of those things is just prioritizing our businesses. I cannot tell you the amount of clients that I have to constantly be like, hey, look, you didn't put your business first here. Your client's business is always first here. And like this constant reminder for at least an extended period of time before they're finally like, oh, my business is more important than my client's businesses. And we're going to dive into some mindset work here because there is something, right, with the way that we operate as women business owners, where we constantly feel like we have to put everyone's needs ahead of our own. And, you know, we've been doing a lot of us are doing like work around that and recreating these really healthy boundaries. But there is something about when we are working for other people and there is things that we have to get done for our clients, we will always choose to do those things first before we do anything for our own business. Case in point, it's Tuesday. I'm recording this the day after a holiday. I just took my kid to the emergency care for some allergic reaction. Like, you know, it's kind of first day home with all the kids from school on a normal work day. The day started out freaking rough. I've got an inbox full of stuff that I need to review for clients because, you know, yesterday was a holiday and so I'm a little bit behind. And I kind of was sitting here and I was like, I need to record a podcast that has to be done. But I also need to look through all the stuff that my clients have sent me. Like, what am I going to do first? I'm going to do my own stuff first. Does it mean I'm not going to get to my client's stuff right after this? Absolutely, I'm going to do that. But I'm choosing my business first because my business deserves my attention or I won't be in business. I will not stay in business if I consistently put other people's businesses before my own. And yes, even my paying clients. And the reason for that is I'm the type of business owner that I'm never going to let my client stuff just sit there. I will work into the night doing stuff that I need to do for my clients if I promise them that I'm going to do that stuff. But my stuff, it's easier for me to put that off. It's easier for me to say tomorrow. I'll get to that another time. I'll give my business the leftovers tonight. And it's like, no, my business cannot get the leftovers or I don't stay in business. I can't stay in business when I'm consistently putting my business last. So what I do is I prioritize my business. Not every single thing on my to-do list gets prioritized before my clients, but for the most part, I will prioritize something that is important on my to-do list before I prioritize something that's important on my client to-do list. Intentionally. I intentionally do that and it's a choice that I have to make. Sometimes it comes naturally and sometimes it doesn't. Today it did not. Why? Because I'm feeling a little bit stressed that I have quite a few things in my inbox I need to review. But I'm like, you know what? Nope, I'm going to get that done. I will get it done. I will. Like there's zero doubt in my mind I'm going to get that done today. But if I dive into that first, it's going to take my mind in a million different places. I'm not going to be able to show up the way I would want to in this episode. So I've decided to put that on that, not back burner, but the back burner for the next hour and get this done because it's important and it is a money-making activity that I do. Creating content, making sure that podcast episodes go out on time. And again, like moving the needle forward in my business. So that was like a really wide, long tangent, but I wanted to make my point here. Where do you in your business and consistently dive into your client's work before you dive into your own work. And this can look different for everybody, meaning maybe your freshest time of day or like your most creative space during the day is after lunch, which, let's be real, after lunch is like my most plummet energy. But that's just me, right? Maybe for you, it is like, you know, I don't know, after dinner, you just kind of get this wave of creative juices and you love working at night. Like I've had clients like that. They're like, nighttime is my creative time. Like, great, you go with that. And for others, it's first thing in the morning. That's creative time. But we need to prioritize our creative time, our most juiciest, creative, energetic times for our own businesses. For our own businesses. And doesn't mean like the rest, like our clients get crap, right? No, but we can't serve them if our own business is failing. Okay. We cannot. It's like that saying, right? We can't pour from an empty cup. It doesn't mean that nobody gets water, but like we have to fill our own cup before we can fill other people's cups. And if I'm constantly feeling like I'm behind in my own business, how could I possibly show up powerfully for my clients and empower them to put their business first and to do the things that they need to do? I wouldn't be able to do that. So this is part of this is walking my own walk. So back to you, right? Back to you and your business. I really want you to analyze where you have put your business on the back burner, where you have consistently said, I'll get to that later, and you put other people first. And then the time rolls around where you actually have some time to do what you need to do and you are drained. Like your energy is gone. Think about that for your own business and just, you know, analyze what you could do differently there. Now, another really big reason why I feel like people do not prioritize their business is because they don't know what the heck they're doing. Okay. And not in like, they don't know what services they're offering, but they don't really have clear direction. They don't have a vision. So this is why I want you to go back and listen to last week's episode, but they really struggle with like, what is my vision? Like, what am I actually doing? Like, what am I working towards? What's my mountaintop? And again, most of us have this at some point in time, but maybe it's gotten lost. And I was just talking to a client this morning. It's like, we've revisited this a few different times, but you know, as our world shift and change and circumstances change and, you know, things sometimes get a little bit chaotic and you have to ground yourself. And when you feel like I'm not prioritizing my business, but even when I sit down to prioritize my business, I'm like, what the heck am I doing? It's because you do not have clear vision. Okay. So I want you to go back to your vision and really understand what you are doing and why you are doing it. And then from there, you need to get clear on your goals. You have to get clear on your goals. You have to know what this quarter holds for you. You need to know what you are selling and how much money you want to make and how many clients you want to work with and the internal things that you want to tackle and the projects you want to tackle and maybe something creative that you're working on. And I'm not saying all of those things, but you should have very clear direction on what you are doing every day. And that stems from your overarching vision, knowing why you're doing the things that you're doing, and then chunking it down. I am a big proponent for chunking down quarter by quarter. I have a plan for the year. Like it's mapped out, but I get really, really in the details quarterly. So I know what I am selling each quarter. I know what week I'm selling what. I know what I'm talking about. I know what the goals are. And I do that quarter by quarter. And then that leads me into my week by week and my day by day. All right. So let's just say you know that you want to create a brand new lead magnet and you want to launch that by July 1st. Then you need to work backwards. Okay. What needs to happen in order for me to be able to launch that successfully? Like, what are the actual tasks? Because saying you want to create a lead magnet, okay, great. Like, what is it going to be about? You need an outline. You need to create the actual guide or the video or the masterclass. Then you need to create the sales sequence. And then what are we selling on the back end? And having an actual plan for like, and having a purpose for why you are doing the things that you are doing. So many of us, like we go through these periods of time where we're just kind of like throwing spaghetti at the wall. And like, it is in like this roundabout way, like serving our business, but we don't really understand like the why are we doing these things? right? Maybe you're like really good at creating good, strong content, but like you're not seeing any sales. It's like, because you're not intentionally creating strong calls to action or promotional content around anything in particular. So we have to have intention, and we have to have vision, and we have to have goals, and we have to have a step-by-step plan in order for us to prioritize our business. I think one reason why it's really, really simple to jump and do client work, whether you are a coach or a mentor, or like whether you are checking Voxer or you are diving into a project, a done-for-you project for someone, it can feel so much easier to do those things because the scope is clear, right? You know what you're doing for that client. You know what you have to do for that client in order to hold up your end of the bargain. Sometimes you have deadlines. Sometimes, you know, it's just easier because it's easier, right? It's not really uncomfortable because you're doing it for someone else. And that's this other point that we're going to walk into here. It's like the discomfort of working on our own stuff, the discomfort of prioritizing our own businesses sometimes is just massive. And it's interesting, but it's so true. It's even sometimes when people have a step-by-step plan or they have a goal, it's like they still struggle to take the action because it's uncomfortable. They might like, I want to sell 3 of these packages in the next month and I have to do X, Y, and Z, and they know exactly what to do. But they still won't do it. Why? Because they're not willing to get uncomfortable. And it's so much easier for them to be just stay busy, to stay in the client work, to stay behind the scenes, to work, always be working on that behind the scenes project instead of putting themselves out there. Because I need to be clear, prioritizing your business for growth, right? Prioritizing your business for growth is all in the money-making activities, the activities that actually generate money. And I think we could argue, and I think a lot of people do argue, that money-making activities can be anything that you're doing in your business, because roundabout way, it all supports your growth. Yes, but no. Okay. Yes, but no. You need to be focusing on the activities that actually get you visible, that gets you in front of your ideal client, that nurtures your ideal client to a sale, right? Like, we can spend all day in Canva creating beautiful imagery and, you know, whatever, carousels, and we can do that all day long. But unless that content that we are creating, that imagery that we are creating, is specific and intentional for selling something, and it's not just like, this is just for my valuable content that I just consistently put out and but nobody buys, right? There has to be intention behind everything, everything. And as we grow as business owners and CEOs here, you know, you might be handing off some of these tasks that aren't directly related to making money. At the beginning, right, we're solopreneurs and we're doing all of the things. And I just recently hired a part-time employee, which has been so great. And I kind of got even muddled a little bit in the first week, just kind of thinking through like what she was going to be doing and trying to get organized. And then kind of bringing it back to basics toward the end of the first week and being like, here's the goal, right? Here's why I hired you. And here's how I want you to help me take my business forward. And here are the 3 things that I really need you to focus on. And all of those things really point toward the goal, right? It points toward the ROI of why I hired this person or this employee to begin with. Okay. So we need to bring it back. And for ourselves, if you don't have a team member, don't worry about it. You don't need a team member to grow your business, you know, at least not in the beginning stages or there's always going to be benefits from hiring somebody. Don't misunderstand me, but know that you can still have growth. Like, I don't want to hear the excuses of like, well, I can't hire anybody right now. It's okay. You can still grow, and maybe it's smaller growth or it's incremental growth, but you can still prioritize. You can still say, it is not important for me to clean up my back end of Dubsado. What is important for me to do to make a sale today, or to push my ideal clients toward that sale, or to warm up my audience for the offer that I'm going to be selling, is to create content that supports the offer, is to get in the DMs, is to spend 30 minutes of engagement every day specifically to my ideal clients or the people that I know will be perfect for that. It is to, you know, send out podcast pitches to get visible for this thing that I'm selling, right? Everything that you are doing needs to be done with attention. And that doesn't mean that we don't take time for these like more behind the scenes stuff. But what I find specifically with service providers is that it's easier to work on our spreadsheets and get behind the scenes and to, you know, scroll and find, you know, three trending audios that you're going to eventually create a reel for or not. It's easier to do that than to do the things that put you out there that maybe make you a little bit uncomfortable or a lot uncomfortable. And so that's another reason why I think it's hard for us to prioritize our business. It's not that we can't, it's that we are choosing not to. And that might sound a little bit harsh and maybe even a little bit triggering, but that's okay. I'm here to trigger a little bit sometimes because that's what's needed. If you have not been able to move your business forward and you feel like you've had plans and you had plan after plan after plan, and you have, you know, these people that buy these serial investors, and they're buying course after course and program after program, and they're buying all the mini courses, and they are waiting for their silver bullet, when it's like, you are the freaking silver bullet. Right? You are the one. It's the reason that you are not moving forward in your business. It's because you have not prioritized your own business and you haven't prioritized staying uncomfortable, getting uncomfortable, and doing the things that you know you need to do to tick the needle. So to summarize here, listen, guys, we have to prioritize our businesses before our clients' businesses. So we have to look at what we are doing day to day and see, how can I prioritize my business? And listen, everyone has a different amount of time that they're working with in their workday. I have 4 days a week, 6 hours a day, 24 hours a week. And so I have to make sure that within that 24 hours, I can prioritize what I need to prioritize. For you, you might have 40 hours a week. No, I'm not jealous at all. I'm just kidding. No, I love the fact that I can work 24 hours a week, but sometimes I only work 24 hours a week because I can only work 24 hours a week with my life. And that's a little bit of a tangent, but listen, you might have 40 hours and that's amazing. So it might look like for you, you get to spend 2 or 3 hours a day working on your business stuff. You might only have 10 hours. Somebody else listening might only have 10 hours a week for their clients and for themselves. And so it's going, like, how you tick the needle in your business is going to look different than for somebody that has 40 hours a week. It's just going to look different. And we need to embrace those differences and not use them as excuses, especially if we don't have enough time. And we need to just prioritize, right? It might look like 1 hour a week for some people. And I don't necessarily recommend that if you're looking to really grow and expand quickly. But if you're like, hey, this is all I've got, then good. It's better than nothing. And if you've got, you know, you have part-time hours like me, then, you know, you might be spending 2 hours a day or on average, like 5 to 6 hours a week, really focusing on your own business. And that's like enough for you. And that matches your goals and your vision and all of that. And for somebody else, they may be able to spend a lot more time, but it is important that we are intentionally prioritizing our business. If we struggle to intentionally prioritize our business, even with the time that we have allotted, we sit down on our computer and we're like, what the heck am I working on? It's my time, but I don't know what to touch. It's because you do not have clear vision. That you could have a clear vision, right? Because I want to say that you could have like a very clear vision, but most likely if you're still feeling in the like, oh, what do? When you sit down, it's because you do not have a clear plan, right? And most likely if you don't have a clear plan, you don't have a clear goal for the week, for the month, for the quarter, all right? So create the plan, set your goals, create the plan around it, and get really like intentional with it. If you got something on the docket, you know, you want to get done in a certain amount of time, or you know, you want to sell a certain amount of spots to something. What do you have to do to make that happen? Get it on your calendar, prioritize it. We treat our business. And maybe you need to think this way sometimes, treating our businesses like we would our clients' businesses. Because if you are consistently, like, I don't feel like I am in this place as much anymore, even though I have to fight against it. But for a while, it might look like you being like, okay, my business, I'm going to name it a client. And I'm going to pretend that I have a client that's paying me to work on their business an hour every single day and doing this in very intentional project. And I'm just going to pretend that someone's paying me to do it. And that's worked for some of my clients. Like, we've actually utilized that strategy before and it's worked really, really well. But do whatever you got to do, right, to play those tricks on your mind to get you to do the stuff. But again, you got to work on that mindset around it, because if you could easily do the same project for a client that's paying you, but you're struggling to do it for yourself, right? Then something's not right there. You're either uncomfortable, you're unaligned with like maybe the project that you're doing. Something's not right. Something's not right. So let's dig into that. And we've got to have that plan. We've got to have that plan. That is one of the most important things, guys. You have to know what you are doing when you sit down to do the things. All right. So if you want to intentionally tick the needle forward in your business, you have to prioritize your business. You have to act like a business owner, right? Like there's no business owners out there that's like, I just occasionally spend time on my business. Like just every once in a while when I felt like it, I would spend some time. No. Successful business owners understand that if they do not take the needle forward, if they are not growing, they are dying. I've said this before. You're either growing or dying. And I realize that that's a black and white statement. And again, triggering perhaps. But, you know, I look at this plant metaphor and I go back to this, but it's like, you know, we can be in these stages of like slow growth because the water in the soil is still moist. And so like, it's still kind of producing, right? But eventually, if we don't water it again, everything's going to dry out. And so what I want for you to do is to continually water, to continually prioritize. I have a plant that I'm looking at over here, chuckling, because there's like brown leaves laying underneath this plant. It's because I keep forgetting to freaking water the thing. And it's like the soil dries out completely. And I'm not talking like, you know, you let it kind of get, you know, some plants require you to let it kind of go completely dry before watering. But this is a plant that like, I shouldn't be letting it go completely bone dry, but I do. I let it go completely bone dry, or it doesn't get enough sun. I don't take care of it the way that I need to. I don't prioritize it the way that it needs to be prioritized in order to flourish and grow. And then the leaves start turning brown and they start falling off. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to like take care of this plant. And so like I water it and I give it care and I set it inside of the window. And then like it happens again because I forget about it. And like this is, it's as silly as it is and as commonplace as this metaphor is. Listen, this is what we do. Like, this is what I see all the time. It's like this, oh my gosh, I have to do something quickly. It's dying. I gotta ramp up. I gotta give it water. I gotta put it in front of the sun. I gotta take care of it. And then it starts to like revive itself and you're like, oh good. And you just kind of back off, right? You just kind of back off. That's not what I want us to do. Okay. I want us to continually prioritize our businesses, just like you would a client, I don't care what service you are offering your client, whether it's done for you or it is more like this one-to-one offer, you would never expect your client to be okay with you showing up the first of the month and then checking in the last of the month, or being like, oh, I didn't get to anything in the middle, but now I'm going to start working on it. The deadline's two days away. No. So let's not do that to our own businesses. It's time to prioritize. All right. That's it for me today. Hope that was super helpful and maybe encouraging. And like, it's a little, even something for you to kind of sink your teeth into, right? How am I not prioritizing? Where are things missing? Now, I am going to talk to you about something kind of new. I talked to you about this last week, but I am hosting my first ever independent retreat in Orlando, Florida. And this is happening in September. And I'm looking at my calendar here to make sure I get the dates right. But it is the September 15th through the 17th in Orlando. I have 11 spots available. It's going to be an intimate affair and it's all inclusive. And it is luxury, guys. This is not the type of retreat that you're going to come and like you guys are going to be washing dishes together and cooking our own, like cooking meals together. No, you are going to be waited on hand and foot. I'm super excited. I have hosted retreats on the back end of masterminds, but now I am doing this independently and I'm opening up the invitation to all of my beautiful listeners, audience, and I want you to consider coming. And listen, what we are doing at this retreat, because most retreats have a theme, and I would not disappoint. We're going to come, we're going to relax, we're going to have fun, and we're going to connect. But what we are going to be doing is we are going to be really honing in on our vision. We're going to be, and whether you are reconnecting to your vision, you are solidifying your vision, you are ingraining that vision deeper into your soul, or you need to really create one. We're going to be focusing on our vision for our lives and for our businesses. And then we are going to create goals, actionable goals, and we're going to make a plan, right? We are going to create plans and we're going to create action steps. And so this is going to be a really, really productive, relaxing, connective retreats. And I'm calling this connect retreats because it's about connecting to yourself. It's about connecting to your vision, your goals, your purpose, and connecting with other women that are out there doing the same thing that you are. And it's so, so important that we are connecting with other like-minded business owners, women who are all kind of on this same path and forging the same path. So this is a 2-day, 2-night retreat, all-inclusive. Everything is included. You can choose a totally private room or a shared room. And I have kept this retreat very affordable to the standards of most retreats. So if you've looked around to other retreats and you're like, what the heck, Bob, there's no way I'm spending $5,000 on 2-day, 2-night. Nope. Not going to find that here. You guys, there is a special going on now through June 12th to get $200 off. So go check that out now. I'm going to link below here in the show notes. And I hope I actually see you in person there because this retreat is going to be so fun. So fun. Relax. Come, leave feeling renewed and know exactly what you're going to be doing for the rest of the year because yes, it's in September. So we're going to be vision casting throughout the rest of the year through the holidays and all of that stuff and even getting solidified in our January goals as well. So I'm so excited. Check it out below. Thanks guys for listening and I'll catch you next time. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Six Figure Shift podcast. Make sure to follow me on Instagram for more business and marketing advice and jump into the Six Figure Shift Facebook community to join trainings, special events, and networking opportunities. If something on the show resonated with you today, I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me a DM or share your biggest takeaway by sharing it to your IG stories and don't forget to tag me. And if you have a minute, I'd appreciate it if you would rate, review, and subscribe as this really helps out the show. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next episode.